There are two flexible spending accounts available to federal employees. They've been around since 2003. One is the dependent care flexible spending account that is used for child care and adult daycare for dependents of federal employees who are working and they have to put their child or adult in a daycare center. And the other type of flexible spending account is a health care flexible spending account in which employees can use to pay for out-of-pocket medical, dental, and vision expenses, for example, co-payments, co-insurance, things like that. Anything they pay out-of-pocket, they can actually get reimbursed for their mileage to the doctor or dentist. These expenses typically employees incur these expenses, and what employees have to keep in mind is as they're choosing their health insurance plan for 2013. There is no health insurance plan out there that's going to pay for everything. Employees invariably are going to have to have, are going to be paying something out of pocket for something. So this is co-insurance or co-payments, deductibles, things like that. And that being said, they have to decide what is the best way to pay for these out of pocket expenses. And a healthcare flexible spending account, in my opinion, is the best way to do that. Because what the employee is doing is setting aside a portion of their gross salary, this is before it's taxed, into this account, and the account is used to pay for the out-of-pocket expenses, again, on a before-tax basis. Mm-hmm.
So, Ed, tell us what's new for next year.
Since the passage of the Affordable Care Act back in 2010, in order to pay for this health care plan, the health care coverage for Americans, Congress had to basically, in order to fund it, take away some other benefits that are available for tax purposes, some deductible expenses, things like that. And one of the first things Congress did was to reduce the amount that maximum you could put into a flexible spending account. At one time, there really was no really maximum. It was up to the employer to decide how much an employee could set aside into their flexible spending account. But effective January 1st, 2013, the most an employee could put into his or her flexible spending account, this is the healthcare FSA, for calendar year 2013, has been reduced down to $2,500. For federal employees, for years, it was $5,000. It's come down to $2,500.
So that's for healthcare expenses?
That's only for healthcare expenses. The dependent care FSA, the maximum is $5,000 a year. That's not changing.
We're speaking with Ed Zirndorfer, a registered employee benefit consultant. So, Ed, the other thing is, if you know that $2,500 is going to be the max for you for next year, but isn't this sort of a use it or lose it system? So, if you say that you want to set aside the maximum, but you don't spend it, you're not gonna get that money back.
That is correct. But Emily, please keep in mind that the deadline for spending one's healthcare flexible spending account is actually not December 31st. In other words, an employee sets aside the maximum, let's say $2,500. They haven't for 2013. They have until March 15th, 2014 to use that money. They have an extra 2.5 months. OPM extended deadline from December 31st to March 15th a couple years ago, so employees actually have an extra 2.5 months to use up their money. And to be honest with you, it really doesn't take much to use up one's money. For example, one could schedule, perhaps maybe they need some elective surgery. Maybe they have to go to the dentist. They could schedule those visits way ahead of the deadline in order to make sure that they use up the money, especially if their plan's not paying for everything for their surgery. They have those good co-payments and deductibles. They could, for example, buy a pair of glasses. Maybe you need hearing aids. You know, hearing aids alone cost thousands of dollars. So, again, it doesn't take much to use up that flexible spending account. And the company, the third-party administrator that runs the flexible spending accounts, it's a third-party administrator called Ships Incorporated, notifies the employee throughout the year what is left in their account. So the employee has plenty of time to know how to use their money in order to avoid losing it.
So if you find out that you have more than you expected, you might want those extra eyeglasses then.
That's right. So you just schedule it in advance. I mean, typically at the end of the year, many of these eye care, optometrists advertise use or lose your money. You know, they say, come by and get your pair of glasses. Maybe you need a pair of prescription sunglasses. I also want to say that the flexible funding accounts used to allow you to buy over-the-counter medications like aspirin, Band-Aids, things like that. But effective January 1st, 2012, this past year, the flexible spending accounts no longer will reimburse you for prescription drugs. For over-the-counter drugs. They only will reimburse one for prescription drugs. So you could ask the doctor if you need you need a 3-month supply of a particular prescription, have the doctor write out a prescription, fill your prescription, and then use your flexible spending account to pay for any out-of-pocket costs that your insurance is not paying for with regard to your prescription drugs.